There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have blinding cases of syphilis. I was on KABC this morning on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Terry Ray Elmer discussing how syphilis is making people blind. We know it could do this, but now we're getting clusters of this on the West Coast and two possible cases in Los Angeles. On Thursday, the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health issued an advisory for primary care providers and eye care providers to look out for symptoms associated with the disease. Now, ocular syphilis means syphilis that affects the eyes. And even though there's three stages to syphilis, which we're going to go over really quickly, the early stages of syphilis could already start affecting the eyes. There's been more than a dozen cases, most of them among gay men, being reported by the LA Times, reported between Seattle and San Francisco, and now potentially two in Southern California. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation is calling for medical professionals to do more, and we got to spot this stuff early. These new cases, they say, highlight the importance of ongoing regular checkups for sexually active individuals who feel they may be at risk, particularly men who have sex with men. Some of the patients also are HIV positive, including six in San Francisco. In Seattle, two of the patients unfortunately went blind. According to the CDC, California's syphilis rate was second in the country behind Georgia. Los Angeles also had the highest number of primary and secondary cases of syphilis in any county in the United States in 2013. Now, I cannot urge you all enough to, when you get your STD testing, when you walk into the doctor and go, look, you know, I want all my STDs checked, or I want STDs checked, make sure they add a syphilis. Okay, I understand syphilis isn't as media popular as HIV or, you know, HPV maybe, but every time I check somebody or I evaluate somebody for STDs, I put syphilis on there. We do an RPR, and then if that comes up positive, there's the FTA to, the treponemal antibody to look at, confirm, to be kind of a confirmatory test. And these are, these are life-saving tests. You know, I had a patient who had HIV, walked in with a rash, and I'm like, you know what, I better check your syphilis, because that hadn't been checked in a while. And sure enough, he was also syphilis positive. Now, luckily, syphilis is a spirochete, which is kind of a helical, twisty type of bacteria. Very, very pretty. A bacteria. And syphilis you get from sexual contact. So because it's a bacteria, luckily we could treat it with antibiotics. It kind of starts as like a painless sore called a chinker. And you usually, it'll usually start where the syphilis came in contact with your body. So the genitals, rectum, mouth, etc. And then syphilis will spread person to person via skin, mucous membrane, or contact with these sores. Now, let's say you get syphilis, all right? Will it affect you immediately? Not always, okay? It could sit in your body and lay dormant, called latent syphilis, before becoming active again. So sometimes, you know, we recommend, look, okay, you have syphilis, I don't care. We're going to start you on some antibiotics. And we usually like to use penicillin. Sometimes if you're allergic to penicillin, there's other medicines we could use. But for real, real bad syphilis cases, we'll give you the penicillin anyway. and we'll either try to desensitize you or cover you with steroids. Like I said, when I was training at UCLA, we had a patient in the ICU that had tertiary syphilis that affected his nervous system. We gave him penicillin, but we also had him on corticosteroids, and we made sure we watched his breathing, et cetera, because we needed to knock this puppy out. Syphilis rates in the United States have been declining among women, but rising among men, and we're seeing it more in men who have sex with men. And these genital sores, unfortunately, are allowing open ports to allow people to become easily affected with HIV, and then these people could eventually go on to develop AIDS, unfortunately. Now, remember, syphilis has stages. You got the primary that starts with a little chancre. The sore appears as a spot where the bacteria enters the body. Sometimes you'll get one, sometimes you'll get many of them, depending on where you acquired it, vaginal, rectum, mouth, etc. Many people don't notice it because it doesn't hurt. It's not really painful, so they don't notice it. They think, maybe I cut myself or something. It could go away in a few weeks. Secondary syphilis will then be the rash that comes on. Maybe you'll get on the hands or the soles of your feet. Not very itchy, but it's like, okay, something's wrong. Something's going on in my body. Muscle aches, fever, swollen lymph nodes, etc. Then, again, it could hide. Latent syphilis, where it could just kind of hide and, not return. And then sometimes it could return. Tertiary syphilis, all right, about 15 to 30% of people get tertiary syphilis. If you don't get treatment in the early stages, this could go on, and then you get the late stages of syphilis. It'll affect your brain, nerves, eyes, heart, blood vessels, liver, bones, joints. Even though ocular syphilis we're seeing can affect the eyes earlier. Congenital syphilis, babies born to women with syphilis need to be treated because they could also have a rash and be born with syphilis. So you got to make sure you're using condoms. You got to protect yourself against STDs, all types of STDs. Any STD testing, make sure you include syphilis. Who should get tested? All pregnant women and anybody at high risk with high sexual activity. Male, female, straight, gay, doesn't matter. High risk, high sexual activity, multiple partners, unprotected sex. Unprotected sex alone could put you at risk. You understand that? All right. So with this ocular syphilis, if any of you start having weird eye pain or floaters or blurry vision, make sure you see the eye doctor. And then when you do talk to the eye doctor or the eye provider, bring up if you've had exposure to, sexually transmitted diseases. And I think in general, anytime you guys, want to get screened, you should be screened for HIV and syphilis. I think it's good. When you do screen for... Oh, looks like the music's on. Hold on one sec. I'll talk to you when we get back from break.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, before we move on, these are the tests that I want you to ask your medical provider to run every time you decide to get a sexually transmitted disease panel. If you had unprotected sex, you had a kind of a fun weekend, then Monday morning you're like, "Doh, what should you do?" And the next question I always get is, how quickly should you do it or how long should you wait for tests to come back positive? You know, could you do these tests too soon? So like, for example, the panel that you should get if you've ever had unprotected sex, okay, ever, okay, should be your gonorrhea and your chlamydia, right? We used to do swabs on men, penile swabs, but now we could get the test in the urine. For women, it's more accurate to get it through the cervix, etc., but there's urine-type testing now. I still prefer the cervical swabs for chlamydia, you know, because chlamydia is intracellular, and you get a better... You get a better sample, but there are urine tests out there now for gonorrhea and chlamydia, and then for the blood test, there's the herpes test, which I recommend, definitely the herpes, especially type 2, HIV, syphilis, and then, of course, your hepatitis, all right? And not just hepatitis C, I would also recommend hepatitis B or the hepatitis panel, okay? Now, how soon should you do it? Well, a lot of these tests, illnesses could convert... within 6 months, but don't wait 6 months, okay? What I always tell everybody to do is get tested right away. It doesn't hurt, okay? And then maybe you know your baseline. Even if it is too early, you know your baseline. Unfortunately, with bacteria, et cetera, we may be able to pick it up within the first couple days, okay? So when it comes to, like, chlamydia and gonorrhea and, it takes a while to make the antibodies, but still, maybe even syphilis, you know, sooner is better. True, a lot of the HIV could take a while to convert, or the hepatitis, I wouldn't wait on purpose more than a few days. Go and get tested. You need your baseline anyway, even if it ends up being too soon. Then I recommend about maybe a month, 6 weeks, okay, after that. So if you had unprotected sex, you're like, okay, whew, good, I didn't get HIV, maybe check again 4 to 6 weeks later, okay? And then I would probably check again if you're still concerned and you're still having unprotected sex, I'd probably check again. And then especially at the six-month mark. So that's what I recommend, okay? And I hope that helps. One of you had asked me, this was an email, how do you know if you have a virus or a bacteria, okay? And what they were alluding to was their girlfriend had gone to the gynecologist and was told that she had an STD, but not told which kind. And so... he was told that he had to go get checked, but he couldn't be checked for the virus. So I deduced what probably was going on is she went in for a pap smear and was told that she had HPV. HPV is a virus that can cause cervical cancer. It could cause genital warts, has been linked to throat cancer, penile cancer, etc. And there's no blood test to check in men. Yeah, they have some highly specialized swabs that we don't use routinely, so most men don't get checked. They now have these mouth washes that we talked about with Dr. Stephen Sachs on the show, these oral HPV tests. I call them the male oral pap smear, where you kind of swish and spit into a container that gets analyzed for HPV. So that can be tested. So you won't per se know if you had sex with somebody, if you have a virus or bacteria, okay? Bacteria a lot of times usually has frothy, you know, sort of pus, et cetera, like gonorrhea and chlamydia. You know, guys that got the clap years ago would say, okay, this is some real bad, you know, it's dripping. You could see it was purulent, we call it. Whereas viruses are a lot of times vesicular and more clear. So, like, if you have herpes and there's fluid that comes out of that, it's kind of clear. I know you guys are eating. Sorry. Nobody said you should be eating while listening to my show. So, one difference is, do you have a bacterial infection or is it a viral skin infection? Well, bacterial would be kind of more pus, viral will be more, you know, clear. But I wouldn't go so far as to try to diagnose you yourself with that. Just get yourself checked for everything. That's what I would recommend. Just don't mess with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. According to the Telegraph, it's being reported that the world's first successful penis transplant was carried out in South Africa. Surgeons successfully attached donor penis to 21-year-old man who I guess was amputated following a botched traditional circumcision ritual 3 years ago. South African scientists have announced the world's first successful transplant, helping a 21-year-old who suffered this amputation. Professor Andre van der Meer head of Stellenbosch University Division of Urology, announced details of the groundbreaking operation that lasted 9 hours. It involved the attachment of a penis that was taken from a donor who had died. And then this was carried out in December, and then the results were announced today after doctors confirmed that the recipient of the donor organ has made a full recovery and is sexually active. That means not only did they reattach vessels, they were able to reattach nerves or allow the nerves to grow. Way, way cool. All right. Mr. Vandermeer said the recipient, who has identity has not been revealed, had to have apparently the penis, or his original penis, amputated 3 years ago after developing complications from traditional circumcision. The practice is seen as a rite of passage for young South African boys entering manhood, including Nelson Mandela. He described the traditional stay in the bush that accompanies the operation in his book Long Walk, in his book Long Walk to Freedom. But experts believe that up to 250 initiates lose their penises to amputation each year. Many suffer horrific disfigurements because of unskilled or unscrupulous practitioners, unsterilized instruments, and infection. Pretty scary stuff. So, unfortunately, when a man loses, I mean, you know, he can't be fertile. You know, tons of sequelae and complications could happen. So I think this is pretty, pretty cool. So I have a first successful penis transplant. That definitely is groundbreaking. Good for him. That's awesome. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of talk of raising the legal smoking age. People want to raise the legal smoking age until the age of 21. And according to a report by the Institute of Medicine, this would allow tons of lives to be saved because fewer people would start smoking. Many smokers begin their habit when they are young. 90% of smokers said that they tried smoking by the time they turned 19. Okay? And then 10% say they experimented by the age of 26. A committee of experts that were tasked by the U.S. FDA looked at the literature, and whether you were 19, 21, or 25, and they decided if the legal age was raised to 19, smoking prevalence would drop by 3% as opposed to the 18 age that it is now. If the legal age was set at 21, there would be a 12% decrease in smoking prevalence, and if they raise the minimum legal age of smoking to 25, there would be a 16% decrease in smoking prevalence, but right now no recommendation was made. Here's the thing, okay? Back in 2009, the Family Smoking Prevention Tobacco Control Act allowed the FDA to have authority over tobacco products, but they didn't really do much with it didn't really allow over 8, it just basically, if you're over 18, you could, you know, get the cigarettes, etc. And so there really wasn't a minimum legal age established back in 2009. So right now they say most states you could get it when you're 18. Four states like Alabama, Alaska, New Jersey, and Utah, minimum age set to 19. In New York and several other localities, they raised it to 21. The only thing I have with this, even though I agree with kids should not be smoking, is our military. Okay, I believe that if an 18-year-old man is putting his life on the line for our country, let him have a beer. Let him have a smoke when he wants to. You know, I mean, as long as he's not getting inebriated, of course. Okay, so what I would suggest is let the military do what they want. Okay, I think that's got to be really, really frustrating that you're here with your troops and everybody else gets to drink and whatever and you can't and you're, you know, in combat and I, you know, God bless our troops. So as far as I'm concerned, I would recommend that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, just finishing lunch. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877. Listen, I multitask. I don't take a lunch hour. I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, I got to go for my lunch hour. I can take my union break. And I get it. And you should. That's the best way to eat lunch. All right? The problem is I don't get any time for lunch. I really don't. Right when I get off air, I have to go and see patients. And then when I see patients, people really don't want me smelling the food or licking my fingers like I'm doing now. Finishing my lunch. By the way, licking your fingers is not the most healthy thing, but gosh, man, got a little piece of chocolate right there, and I got long nails and that piece of chocolate. Don't worry, my nails are sterile. Totally clean nails. So if I got food on my nails, I'm good. Okay, really yummy stuff. You know, we talk about, we talk about a lot. Okay, talk about foods and how certain foods could be bad. And I think we're all now of the in agreement that we need to avoid, you know, a lot of the carbs, a lot of the processed foods. So I think we're good on that, right? I think we all agree. Good. No discussion there. Okay. But, although I still like to eat them. I still need my ho-hos. Anyway, there are foods that we are still debating. Eggs are being debated. Whole milk are being debated. So there's a nutritionist, and I think we've talked about her findings before. I love nutritionists. I think they're good because they really study food. We think we know food. And I may study that cupcake before I eat the cupcake, and I may be looking at it and looking at the icing or whatever, but do I really know what the hell's in it? No. The nutritionists do that for us. And she discusses that there are foods that we may think are unhealthy, but are actually pretty damn good for you. Okay? Nutritionist and author Sarah Flower told Female of the Daily Mail, "For years we've been told that fat is bad for us, eggs aren't healthy, and instead we have been following a diet rich in refined and processed foods. Time to kick back and start to enjoy the real food." Amen, sister. She's saying eggs, whole milk, butter, cheese, peanut butter, all of which are good for you if you follow the simple rule, eat in its pure state. This is what I've been telling you guys for years. I've been like, look, we've been eating animals. We've been eating stuff from, you know, nature, and we've been eating that. And then all of a sudden, once we try to mess with it and then make it fat-free or try to process it and package it up, et cetera, now we're in trouble. That's what I've been saying, but nobody listens to me. I guess I have to be a nutritionist, and everyone's like, oh, boy, you know, she knows what she's talking about. Fine. If I have to go and get my nutritional degree, I will. I want someone to listen to me. She goes, it's not the food that is making you ill or fat. It's all the refinements. Again, I've been saying that. So change the way you think. Ignore, she says, the low-fat, skinny, light calorie counts and opt instead for a diet rich in whole grain and real food. Okay, I've been saying that. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the food she talks about. And, of course, here I am now having a issue with my stupid computer. Oh, really? See, somebody's mad at me because I'm yelling at it. All right. Well, sorry, guys. Looks like we may have to. Okay, so what did she talk about? She talked about whole foods, like whole milk. She talked about butter. See, that, you know, it was interesting. Wasn't it in the 80s where, it was in the 80s where they said eat butter instead of margarine? My mom moved everything over to margarine because she said butter was bad. And I was like, are you sure? You know, and I was like, all right, well, then it's good, you know, because, again, whatever my mom says, you know, was good. You just don't mess with your mom. And, you know, then a study came out, I think it was like late 90s, going, butter may be actually better for you than margarine. Because, again, butter was made from natural processes, from your milk and your, you know, however they make butter and they churn it. And, you know, again, I don't really remember how they made butter. I learned about it in the fourth grade. Sorry. So coffee, we've been talked to, we've always said for years, don't drink too much of it. It's going to make you jittery, could mess with your teeth, could mess with your bones, anxiety, stress, etc. But now to find that coffee in moderation could improve your brain, help weight loss, enhance performance, and now even protect you against Alzheimer's and dementia. So coffee has been found to be a pretty good one. Potatoes, I learned early on, have a lot of vitamin C, potassium, etc. A lot of vitamins in your potatoes. You got B vitamins, zinc, calcium, magnesium, etc. And they have lower glycemic indexes, the newer ones that are made. And so you could actually have that starch and not be hurting yourself as much as you think. The big problem is we don't just have regular potato. We like to butter it up and sour cream it and fry it, etc. I like those potatoes. They're kind of smaller that you boil up. And, you know, they serve them at restaurants sometimes next to the steak. And I think there's probably a little butter on them because they are just so tasty. They're kind of like golf balls, and they're red. Are those like the small red potatoes? I don't know what the heck they are, but they're smaller. Yummy. Everything tastes better smaller, like tangerines. I think tangerines are way yummier than oranges. They just, maybe because of the tartness. I don't know. Eggs. All right. So eggs, you know, they say eggs, they're fighting high in protein. They have good fats, keep you fuller longer. All right. Maybe better for you than breakfast cereals. What about peanut butter? True, it seems like everybody these days is allergic to peanut butter. But listen, peanuts have a lot of protein. They have the good fat. They got magnesium, potassium, vitamin E, antioxidants. You got to watch your sugar, though, because a lot of these peanut butters could have extra sugar in there, and you got to watch some of the fats. But you know, if you keep an eye on that, some peanut butter, pretty damn good snack. Do that with some whole wheat bread, etc. Then we have canned beans. Now, beans, I'm not really that excited about, but they said that good protein, fiber source, etc. So you can eat a can of those. I'm going to pass. Popcorn. For those of you with diverticulosis, because there's always somebody out there going, I'm not allowed to have popcorn, fine. Don't have the popcorn. But for everybody else that doesn't have pockets in their colon that can enjoy some nice buttery popcorn, again, I feel bad for our diverticulosis listeners out there. Popcorn, not that caloric. All right? And, again, it's corn that pops. So technically you are eating a non-starch. You see? Okay? Not too much butter, of course. Sometimes you could even throw like a little bit of chocolate on there, but I'm not supposed to talk about that. Okay, whole milk. All right? We've been told no more whole milk. All go to skim milk and go to low-fat milk. Skim milk, I think, you know, tastes like pee. I do not like skim milk. It's like water. I think it's disgusting. But whole milk, kind of very, very thick tasting. Thing is whole milk does fill you up, okay? It has a lot more nutrients than the skim milk or the semi-skilled milk, skim milk. So natural whole state type of milk. Maybe if you had a glass of whole milk with a piece of fruit as a snack, you'll feel full longer than skim milk and a cookie. Yogurt. Yogurt, we got to be careful because now to make yogurt taste better, there's all sorts of sugar and stuff like that. But they say, you know, instead of maybe the low-fat sugar, maybe eat Greek yogurt. The Greek yogurt with the full fat, they said, will give you the probiotics, not have the extra sugar, may make you feel full. You know, some of you are like, Dahlia, is that why the Atkins worked? Because you ate more fatty foods. Again, I don't want to tell you to just go for fatty foods. Still eat your lean meats. Still, don't be sitting there chomping on cheese the whole time. But I think we've come to realize that trying to do everything diet and skim and low fat isn't giving us the health benefits that we once thought it was. Salt, you got to cut back on salt, right? But some salt may actually be good. Like, for example, they said Himalayan crystal salt is unrefined, contains 84 minerals as opposed to the 4 minerals in a regular table salt. I don't know much about salt, but that's what the nutritionist suggests. And then coconut oil, all right? They said coconut oil is a saturated fat, medium-chain fatty acid, easily digested. It burns into the ketones, helps us burn fat. Very, very good. I don't know how expensive coconut oil is, but if you could get a hold of coconut oil, pretty damn cool. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I complain about my animals a lot because they like to go pee-pee in the house, right? And, you know, we've talked about that, right? They like to go pee-pee, they like to go poo-poo, and I think that's just what they do. I think it's because they really like the attention they get when I yell at them, and boy, do I yell. Well, now they're saying if the dog, let's say, is behaving badly, you, the owner, may need the one that needs the therapy, okay? So, my dog doesn't behave badly. He just likes to take a crap, you know, wherever. So, they say people with avoidant attachment relationship styles were more likely to have dogs that chewed household objects and urinated inside the house. Wait. See, I got dogs and cats. Wait, I'm not avoidant attached. I don't get that. Researchers found that people with an avoidant attachment relationship style, which is 25% of the population, were more likely to have dogs that would chew up stuff, pee inside the house, bark incessantly when left alone. Psychologists from the University of Freiburg, Germany, and Eötvös Loránd University in Hungary suggest that the avoidant person makes the dog feel insecure, and it develops what is known as a separation-related disorder. And they claim that the dog's behavior would be improved if the owner got some psychotherapy to deal with their own attachment issues. Wait, I don't need psychotherapy. This is ridiculous. The animal that did pee-pee house needs psychotherapy. This is stupid. We found out that owners' higher score on attachment avoidance, the occurrence of separation-related disorder in the dog increases. I get it. No, there is no way I'm going to... You know, see, they always want to blame the owner. Okay, they think the owner is the... Which is a bunch of bullcrap. We assume that avoidant owners are less responsive to the dog's need and do not provide a secure base for the dog when needed. Okay, I know they're talking about dogs, but let's talk about cats, okay? Well, first of all, the dog has plenty of places to go pee-pee. Okay? He has tons of... He has neighborhoods. He has parks to go pee-pee in. He does not have to go pee-pee in the house. He doesn't, okay? And he doesn't have to take a dump in the middle of my bedroom, okay? He knows. He knows how to go outside, all right? So that's wrong there. Same thing with the cats. The cats have a variety of different potty boxes, okay? They have a variety of different food. They have buffet. They have a variety of different sleeping areas. They have at least three options each, and I have three cats. So we got 9 different beds. We got probably 36 different feeding dishes because, you know, one is a vegan, one wants gluten-free, and the other one is a straight, you know, carnivore. So we have to have all these and then one is turning kosher. So she can't eat where the carnivore eats, and anything that the carnivore eats, if it slaps into her dish, then that messes her up because she's kosher. It's really ridiculous in my house. So we have about 36 different feeding dishes. And then we have 3 different potty boxes because nobody wants to share a potty box in the house. So, you know what? I think they're right. I think I need to see a therapist because this is ridiculous. My whole house is completely upside down. They get more food, more sleeping, more potty time than my whole family does combined. So anyway, now, okay, what should you do with your dogs? They say attachment theory was first developed back in the 1950s by psychologist John Bowlby. And describes how we tend to behave in our closest relationships. Approximately 50% of the population is securely attached, while a quarter are avoidantly attached and a fifth anxiously attached. Okay, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell that means. I mean, avoidantly attached means you are always, I guess, worried. Well, okay, if you're anxiously attached, that means you're kind of like, oh my God, do they love me? Do they love me? And, you know, etc. When you're, I believe, avoidantly attached, you're uncomfortable being super close, and you tend to withdraw when a partner gets too close to them. Maybe that's what it is. Okay, I don't get too close to the dog because he drools a lot, and I don't like getting all wet. I can't stand slobber. So, I don't know what it is. Sometimes I just thought the dog was just plain stupid. Maybe not. All right, maybe it's me. All right, poor dog. We had another dog. Here's the thing. We get rescue dogs, and a lot of rescue dogs have baggage from what they went through. So we got a rescue dog, and it looks like she had been beaten by her previous owner because when you went up to her when she was at the park for the it was a fair, and that's where we found her and decided to take her in because she was being auctioned off by a rescue or I'm not exactly sure how we got a hold of her. And, you know, originally she would like cower in the cage when people were looking. And then, you know, she realized nothing was going to happen in our household and she was all giddy and happy or whatever, but she just loved it. She was just still a puppy at heart. So she just loved to sit there and chew and eat. And she just did. And I just think it's because she just, I don't know, was like that. Maybe kind of nervous type. All right. So now we know we all got to go get supplements. I got that. All right, 2/3 of two-thirds in the U.S. with invasive cancer live 5 or more years. Way to go. So 2 out of 3 people in the United States with cancer that is spread to nearby tissue live at least 5 years after they are diagnosed, as opposed to us being told it's a death sentence. Thank God. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tracked patients diagnosed from 2003 to 2010 and found that the overall 5-year survival rate for invasive cancer was 65%. A goal of a federal program called Healthy People 2020 wants to reach a rate of 71.7%. 5-year survival rates were highest for patients age 45 and younger, and at 81% for those with prostate cancer, 97%. Oh, wait a second. 5-year survival rates, 81% if you're under 45, 97% with prostate cancer, female breast cancer, 88%. Invasive lung cancer, unfortunately, had the lowest rate because by the time it was found in the brain and the bones, the lowest rate of 5-year survival was down to 18%. So, prostate cancer is slow growing. So it makes a lot of sense that you could still live over 5 years. Breast cancer, if you have the hormone-sensitive receptor, estrogen receptor type of breast cancer, we have treatments that could slow that down and help control that. So that makes sense. Unfortunately, lung cancer, once it spreads, that's a bad one. Same thing with colon cancer when it spreads. Anything that starts to spread to the bones and the brain, that's tough. Now, 4 decades ago, survival was about half at the 5-year mark. That was 4 decades ago. Now, we're doing great. Why? We got diagnostic tools. We're trying to find the cancer sooner. We got amazing medicines out there. We got phenomenal doctors. Thank you very much. And we got phenomenal patients. We got patients who are fighters. You know, years ago, they're like, well, you know what? I made it to my 50s. Made it to your 50s. 50s is nothing now. Okay, we want to live till we're 90 or 100. So you get a cancer diagnosis when you're 62, you don't feel old. No way. You're still middle-aged, for crying out loud. So, got to get the cancers when it's small. You have to go to the doctor. Don't just blow it off. We're still seeing a disparity between black Americans and white Americans. They said among black patients with invasive cancer, 60% survived at least 5 years, while 65% of white patients did. The disparity, according to Dr. Richardson, says that because black Americans have higher rates of chronic illness like diabetes, also, I see a lot of kidney disease, and maybe that could also cause where there's hesitancy with certain medications and treatments. And then, of course, access to good quality health care is an issue as well. So we're doing a good job, but we got to still do a hell of a lot better. I want to see this 3 out of 3 or 100% of Americans that or anybody that has invasive cancer lives 5 or more years. Great job. Goldfish, 2 pet goldfish get surgeries totaling $750. One had a blind cancerous eye. That goldfish was named Star. And then another goldfish named Nemo had a lump. Cost about $750, but there was an exotic consultant surgeon, a vet, who anesthetized the fish, monitored their heart rates, and was able to do it. Pretty damn cool. We gotta save the fish. Hopefully nobody ate them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.